face and great value for your money? No problem. Get in touch with us today, and we will be delighted to advertise and promote your goods and services at affordable prices. Whether it is for business, personal, or ministry, we've got you covered. So call us right now on 0966-211-166 or visit us at plot number 4472 Zambezi Road, Roma. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
Present my news on One Love Radio. My name is Mumba Tailash. The headline: Family Development Initiative concerned over revelations surrounding Xi'an manufacturing. CSEIF said concerned over handling of the ongoing voter registration exercise. An international headline: Hurricane Melissa devastates Haiti, leaving at least 30 dead and several missing. And in sport, Zambia under-17 boys national team has departed Dubai for Doha. And now the news in detail. Minister of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Charles Nlupi says the third summit on financing for infrastructure development in Africa for the development of trade corridors interconnecting Africa resonates with President Hage Hichilema's development agenda to grow the Zambian economy to greater heights. Engineer Nlupi says trade-based economic development and growth is the main focus of the new Dawn administration. He says Luanda summit emphasized on the actualization of corridors because of the urgent need to interconnect Africa for purposes of facilitating intra-African trade, with the 54 African countries being the potential markets and the corridors being the arteries that move the goods and services from one African country to the other. Engineer Nlupi also stressed on the question of how to finance the development of trade corridors across the African continent in view of the global financial architecture that does not seem to favor African countries, and for which the African Union had appointed President Hichilema as one of the African leaders to spearhead reforms of the global financial architecture. He says as a result of the Luanda summit, Africa was awakening to the realization that proper sustainable development of the continent heavily relies on Africans themselves, as opposed to continuously depending on external support when it comes to financing the construction of critical infrastructure such as trade corridors on the continent. The Ministry of Technology and Science has officiated at the Lusaka City Council Skills Development Graduation Ceremony under the theme Vocational Skills Development Training for Resilient Livelihood at the Nakatindi Grounds in Lusaka. Speaking at the graduation ceremony, Minister of Technology and Science, Felix Mutati, in a speech read on his behalf by the Director of Entrepreneurship and Development, Khadija Sakala, says the graduates should use their acquired skills to earn a living through employment and job creation. Mrs. Sakala has also implored the graduates to use their skills and knowledge, in the fight against climate change by being innovative and creative in coming up with solutions to climate change. Meanwhile, the Lusaka City Council Director Housing, Makoi Sililo, says skills development is at the center of national development and should be encouraged for the nation to develop. The Civil Society Elections Integrity Forum Zambia has expressed concern over the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ's handling of the ongoing voter registration exercise. Forum Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says the registration of only 200,080 voters during phase one is alarmingly low and represents just a small fraction of the eligible population. Mr. Ngoma has urged the ECZ to take the process with a seriousness it deserves, noting that the Commission is not adequately prepared to conduct a credible and fair election in 2026.
We also call for a an extension of the voter registration exercise until the end of December 2025. Public awareness has been extremely poor. Many Zambians are unaware of where or how to register due to lack of IEC materials. We further appeal to the ECZ Commissioner Chairperson and the Commissioners to take decisive leadership and hold ECZ management accountable. The current state of affairs is unacceptable and demands immediate corrective action. Additionally, we call upon the Ministry of Home Affairs, particularly the Department of National Registration Cards, to release the district-level NRC statistics to ECZ. Withholding such critical data hampers the Commissioner's ability to plan effective run borders on institutional sabotage.
Family Development Initiatives, FDI, says it is concerned over the revelations surrounding Young Manufacturing Company Limited in Masaka. FDI team leader Sheikh Yusuf Ayami has condemned the reported mistreatment of workers, describing it as inhumane and unacceptable. Mr. Ayami states that no business objective could justify subjecting employees to such degrading conditions, including being locked inside the facility and forced to use buckets as toilets. He commended the Lusaka City Council and the Ministry of Health for their swift action and urged authorities to ensure full accountability.
Once we applaud the opportunities that come with the various investments that are coming into the country, which include the creation of employment and job opportunities, which then translates into increased household incomes, we want to underscore the fact that in spite of this potential and in spite of this positive, development, the treatment of workers in such a manner undermines all of this good work, that is happening. If we are talking about raising the standards of living of people, it should not just be in terms of income, but also in terms of how generally we are able to protect, their humanity.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has announced that its island rehabilitation project is progressing well through the development of engineering and infrastructure development. The council is currently undertaking maintenance and improvement works on road islands within the central business district. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the ongoing works include rehabilitation, landscaping, and general improvement of islands along major roads such as Kafue Road and Kairo Road. She says the efforts are part of the council's broader program aimed at enhancing the city's outlook, improving road safety, and promoting a cleaner and more organized urban environment. Ms. Mwamba adds that the council is also installing appropriate road signage to minimize accidents and ensure smoother traffic flow within the city.
The Lusaka City Council is pleased to announce that its island rehabilitation project is progressing well. Through the Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development, the council is currently undertaking maintenance and improvement works on roadside islands within the Central Business District, the CBD. The ongoing works include rehabilitation, landscaping, and general improvement of islands along major roads such as Kafue Road and Kairo Road. These efforts are part of the council's broader program aimed at enhancing city's outlook, improving road safety, and promoting a cleaner and more organized urban environment.
Western Province UPND Presidential Campaign Team Coordinator Mark Kasabi has urged the people of Western Province and Zambians to participate in the constitution-making process by submitting their views to the Technical Committee on Drafting Amendments to the Constitution of Zambia. Speaking to Anavredi News, Mr. Kasabi says he is calling on Zambians, particularly people of Western Province, to find time to submit their views freely to the Technical Committee, which is currently receiving submissions from citizens in Western Province. He went on to say the Constitution is a national document, hence the need for all citizens to be part of the Constitution-making process in order to come up with a good Constitution that will stand the test of time and outlive everyone.
I'm calling on Zambians, particularly people of Western Province, to find time to submit their views freely to the Technical Committee amending the Constitution, which is currently receiving submissions from citizens in Mongo, Western Province. The Constitution is a national document, hence the need for all citizens to be part of the Constitution-making process in order to come up with a good Constitution that will stand the test of time and outlive all of us.
We take a break to stay tuned.
listen to